got a spiritual initiation from Sri Mataj Devi. At that time, he was granted clairvoyant vision, knowledge of the soul, and heightened intuitive healing abilities. Since then, he's lectured extensively throughout the world on various topics, including knowledge of the soul, the spiritual causes of mental illness, human potential, cosmobiology, and creativity enhancement. He has explored the spiritual world for more than 20 years, brings a wealth of knowledge regarding the journey of the human soul from before life state to incarnation to afterlife and beyond. So he puts out these very bizarre audio meditations or prayers. Meditation tapes, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to play the Prayer of Greater Miracles. And that should bring us to the end of the program. This has been the Music of Mind Control on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Here is Dr. Mitchell Gibson with the Prayer of Greater Miracles.
Namo Bhagavate Trilokya Pradavisistaya Buddhaya Bhagavate Tariyata Om. Visudeya, Visudeya, Asama Sama, Samatavabhasa, Sporana Gati Gahana, Svabhava Visudhi, Abhisankhatu Mam, Sugata Vadavakana, Amirta Abhisankai, Mahamantra Padai, Ahara Ahara, Ayusamdarani, Sodahaya Sodahaya, Gagana Visudhi, Usnisa Vijaya Visudhi, Sahasra Rasmi, Samkodite, Sarvatatagata, Avalokani, Sat Paramita, Padapurani, Sarvatatagata, Madhidasabhuma, Pradistite, Sarvatatagata Hirdaya, Adistista Nanistita, Mahamudre, Vajrakaya, Samatana Visudhi, Sarvavarana, Arpayardagati, Padavisudhi, Pratinivartaya Ayusudhi, Samaya Adistite, Mani Mani Mahamani, Tatata Bhutakoti Padisudhi, Vishbhuta Buddhisudhi, Jaya Jaya Vijaya Vijaya Smara Smara Sarva Buddha Adistite Sudhi Vajri Vajagarbe Vajambhavatu Mama Sudhiram Sarva Satmanam Kakaya Paravi Sudhi Sarva Gati Parasudhi Sarva Tathagata Sinkame Samasvasa Yantu Sarva Tathagata Samasvasa Adistite Buddhaya Buddhaya Vibhudaya Vibhudaya Bodhaya Bodhaya Vibhudaya Vibhudaya Samanta Parasudhi Sarvatatagata Hirdaya, Adistita Nanistita, Mahamudre, Svaha. Namo Bhagavate Trilokya Pratavisistaya Buddhaya Bhagavate Tariyata Om. Visudeya Visudeya Asama Sama Samatavabhasa Sparana Gati Gahana Svabhava Visuddhi Abhisankhatu Mam. Sugata Vatavakana Amirta Abhisankai Mahamantra Padai Ahara Ahara Ayusam Dharani. Sodahaya Sodahaya Gagana Visuddhi Usnisa Vijaya Visuddhi Sahasra Rasmi. Samkodite Sarvatatagata Avalokani Satparamita Paripurani Sarvatatagata Madhidasabhumi Pradistite Sarvatatagata Hirdaya Adistista Nanistita Mahamudre Vajrakaya Samatana Visuddhi Sarvavarana Arpayardagati Paravisuddhi Pratinivartaya Ayusuddhi Samaya Adistite Mani Mani Mahamani Tatata Bhuta Koti Parisuddhi Vishputa Buddhisuddhi Jaya Jaya Vijaya Vijaya Smara Smara Sarva Buddha Adistite Suddhi Vajri Vajragarbe Vajambhavatu Mama Suriram Sarva Sarpanam Kakaya Paravisuddhi Sarva Gati Parisuddhi Sarva Tatagata Sinkame Samasvasayantu Sarva Tatagata Samasvasa Adistite Buddhaya Buddhaya Vibhudaya Vibhudaya. Thank you.
like a million. And I want to get this over to you that I'm feeling like a million. Though I haven't got a villa, a dugout, or a bed, still I'm walking like a million. With my hat on the side of my head, what is this thing that I've found through the days that I've clowned? Is it you that's around? I got a crazy feeling I could jump up to the ceiling, cause I'm feeling like a million. Though I couldn't buy a collar, a necktie, or a glove, still I'm feeling like a million. Is it you? Is it me? Is it love? Though I'm flat, though I'm broke, though I'm bent, I'm contented to never sigh as time goes by. There's a gleam in my eye, and inside of my heart I'm a lucky guy. There's a reason why I'm feeling like a million. Though I haven't got a collar, a shilling or a sou, still I'm feeling like a million. And I want to get this over to you that I'm feeling like a million. Though I haven't got a villa, a dugout or a bed, still I'm walking like a million. With my hat on the side of my head, what is this thing that I found through the days that I've clowned? Is it you I found? I got a crazy feeling I could jump up to the ceiling, cause I'm feeling like a million. Though I couldn't buy a collar, a necktie, or a glove, still I'm feeling like a million. Is it you? Is it me? Is it love?
Very strange. This is Courtney here. I came in, and the guy who's on before me, what's his name, Micah? He's playing records on his computer. I've never seen that before. I asked him how often he has to change the needles, but he didn't answer. I guess maybe he didn't hear me. Maybe I should have shouted it at him or something. Anyway, this is Courtney, the old codger on WFMU, here in the 24th of August. And anyway, Josephine Baker, that was, with I'm Feeling Like a Million. We opened up the show with the piano stylings of Fred Elizalde, and he did Brandy and Soda. I'm here playing 70 RPM records for most of this hour, here on WFMU. I'm here every Tuesday night. Now, many of you have been asking about whatever happened to Junita Bodenheim, one of our prestigious commercial announcers. Well, Junita has been very busy with the Bodenheim family archives. She's straightening things up. She's busy issuing official deniers of alleged Bodenheim family misdeeds. There's many. She's been checking and comparing DNA, the DNA records to refute the paternity suits against her brothers, especially Gus. And she's been fending off litigation from composers of doggerel, yeah, who claim her older brother Maxwell plagiarized their work. In general, Junita's been busy protecting the family name. It's not like she's suited for this work. I'm not even saying she's doing a good job. But the problem is that when it comes to Bodenheim family custodianship, everyone else is worse. So anyway, this is all the preface. I'm leading up to the fact that we have a new sponsor here on the Old Codger Radio Show. That's right. And Junita Bodenheim was picked by Del Barton Industries to become the voice of their new product line. Now, it's a product whose name I can't even pronounce it. I'm not even sure what it does. But I'm certain you'll want to buy one, because all your neighbors will soon own one, and you don't want to be the last one on your block to have your own, whatever it's called. Anyway, here's Janita Bodenheim with the new sponsor of the Old Kaiser Radio Show.
Everything wilts in the dog days of summer. But even with the kids at camp, the forced intimacy of an air-conditioned domicile doesn't always do the trick. And who doesn't get confused by the countless attachments for marital aids? It's too hot to cook hubby's favorite pot roast, you say? Well, ladies, the way to a man's heart isn't through his stomach, it's through his nostrils. Now, with the Furleslange, he can get his vim back, and you can get him back. Once available only in the back offices of several Danish medical professionals, the Furleslange has received emergency use authorization as a convenient consumer-grade home kit. In as few as 3 sessions, you'll be rejuvenating the night away using a cutting-edge combination of angioplasty, cognitive behavioral therapy, and the latest in ancient Egyptian embalming procedures, plus a little something special from Fredericks of Hollywood, sold separately. Every Furleslange comes with a 250-page, carefully worded informational packet, 24 hours of free telephone tech support, a plush drop cloth, value-sized bottle of Hibic cleanse, and a multi-use manual plumbing snake. The Furleslange Deluxe comes with a real doctor's penlight and a pair of 8mm cardiac catheters, which can be reused later as soft restraints. For over a decade, the Furleslange has been the secret ingredient in the amazing Danish marriages you may have read about in magazines like Gadget World, Tender Escapades, and Thorax International. Anonymous surveys attest to the Furleslange's powerful effect on physio-emotional quotients in 7 out of 10 users. In fact, after just one treatment, some couples report a sensation not unlike what the French call jouissance. There's no word in Danish for how well it works. Thanks to an exclusive international trade agreement between Delbarton Industries and the House of Glücksburg, the Furleslange is now available at select Delbarton factory outlets and Winnetta's Whimsy Shed. Keep your marriage fresh and the AFibs at bay with the Delbarton Furleslange. Danish. It's not just for breakfast anymore.
Baby, don't put no more baking powder in your bread, you see. Cause your biscuits is plenty tall enough for me. Baby, I don't want no more sugar in your jelly roll, you see. Cause your jelly roll is plenty sweet enough for me. Some men like lunch meat, and some they like sole tongue. Some men don't care for biscuits, they like the doggone big fat bun. But baby, don't put no more baking powders in your bread, you see. Cause your 2 biscuits is plenty big enough for me. Bread, you see, cause your biscuits is plenty tall enough for me. Baby, don't put no more sugar in your jelly roll, you see, cause your jelly roll is plenty sweet enough for me. There's some men, you know, they're straight. Some crooked as barrel of snakes. Some men don't like bunging biscuits like the doggone flat fat egg cake. But baby, don't put no more baking powders and your bread, you see, cause your biscuits is plenty tall enough for me.
I ain't no lazy man. Oh, but I just don't seem to make work or fit into my plan. The other day my papa asked me what I was gonna be. He started me to thinking, but I can't decide, you see. My papa, he's an ice man. In winter he sells wood. He makes a little money, but I don't think that's so good. Of course my papa likes it, but I can't see nothing nice about sawing wood all the winter and in summer toting ice. Ghost old man's doing all right, he's happy as he can be. But that sawing wood and toting ice ain't no job for me. I ain't no lazy man. I ain't no lazy man. Oh, but I just don't seem to make work fit into my plan. Maybe I ought to be a lawyer and with the courts prevail to send one man to prison or to let one out of jail. Now suppose I get a big case that calls for all my skill. Suppose I win and present my client with a great big lawyer bill. If I collected all of my money and sort of got myself on the shelf, then some woman will sue me for something and I'll get in jail myself. Me, the counselor, in jail, then who will my counselor be? Messing around with that legal stuff ain't no job for me. I ain't no lazy man. I ain't no lazy man. Oh, but I just don't seem to make work fit into my plan. Maybe I ought to be a preacher, an elder, so to speak. I could go around all dressed up and work one day a week. I could arrange with all the sisters so as to have a regular beat. And just go around from house to house and talk and sleep and eat. Uh-oh, here comes Sunday, when you got to preach and sweat and spit and holler and stomp till you done shut down what you ate. Now somebody has got to spread the gospel to keep this old world free. But that shouting and sweating and stomping on Sunday ain't no job for me. I ain't no lazy man. I ain't no lazy man. But I just don't seem to make work fit into my plan. I guess there's a lot of other jobs and I ain't trying to shirk. But all the jobs that I know of is too much like work. So I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make myself content to loaf on this terrestrial ball. I'll just lay around and sleep and eat and I'll just be nothing. I'll be absolutely nothing. I'll be positively nothing. Yes, I'll just be nothing at all. Thank you.
Decker and Jelly Bean, lend me your ear. Though you think you've been petted, don't be silly, forget it. Deb, Flapper, and Baby Vamp, bawl me to tears. What do they know concerning love? Come to me for your burning love. 'Cause I'm the last of the red hot mamas. They've all cooled down but me. Flapper Vamp, say, what do they know? Come get your hot stuff from this volcano. I'm an overheater. Try and beat it. Hotsy, totsy, hot and hot. Now it may be snowing, but when I get going, oh baby, I'm hot. You can't keep your collegiate charmers. Their loving isn't worth a dime. Away up in Alaska where the natives freeze, an Eskimo left my hut in his BBT. 'Cause I'm the last of the red hot mama. I'm getting hotter all the time. I don't want to brag, but in my hotel suite, a dozen firemen are overcome by heat. A Scotsman wants to marry me, the dear sweet soul. He thinks with me around, he'll save a lot of coal. I met a movie star who's famous for his patch. I gave him one kiss and singed off his mustache. A funny thing happened, I nearly died. I sat down on an egg, got up, the egg was fried. I'm the last of the red hot mamas. They've all cooled down but me. I don't pet and only neck them, no sir. I'm a mama who loves to wreck them. I can make them sizzle, make them fry and frizzle. If you want to know the truth, I can warm the cold ones, give the old ones back their flaming youth. I was born in the hot Bahamas. Right now I'm in love and pride. Others pet and kiss and hug and don't know what it's all about. Say, when I kiss men, they feel I've had their tonsils taken out. 'Cause I'm the last of the red hot mama. I'm getting hotter all the time.
We had time for a microphone break here. We heard Bo Carter earlier in that set. He sang, "Your Biscuits Are Big Enough for Me." Then we heard a very rare recording from Prince Partridge. You probably never heard of him. Well, neither have I. So we heard "Choosing a Career" by Prince Partridge. Johnny Hodges, great alto saxophone player with the Duke Ellington Orchestra, also had his own orchestra there. Johnny Hodges and his orchestra did "Going Out the Back Way." And then we finished up with the remarkable, the substantial, the monumental, the incredible, the amazing, the only, the unique, the singular, Sophie Tucker. Now, her song was called "I'm the Last of the Red Hot Mamas." Well, like the song says, Sophie Tucker was known as the last of the Red Hot Mamas. Now, I've been playing that song on the radio for decades. Now, if I hadn't been so strident in the past about my commitment to getting legislation passed declaring surface noise as the national anthem, well, "I'm the Last of the Red Hot Mamas" would be a fine alternate national anthem. Right? I'm glad you agree. Now, listen. Last weekend, remember Booker T. Bodenheim, my buddy Booker T. Bodenheim, right from Harlem? He took me aside, and he said that many young people, especially, he says, college students nowadays, they consider the title of that song offensive. They said the word mama is out of fashion. And they insist that instead of mama, Sophie should be referred to as a birthing person. Also, then he tells me that red is very offensive to Indians. So I must have misplaced that memo. Also, he says hot must be replaced with something to do with long-term climate warming changes or something. Trends, I don't know. Anyway, Booker T. Bodenheim said that these warming trends are destroying the planet. So Booker T., BTB is what we call him, he suggested that the song could be retitled "The Last of the Native American Greenhouse Gas-Impacted Birthing People." Now, he concedes that this is a little bit clumsy. Well, I knew Sophie Tucker. He didn't know her like I did. Nobody did. I told him, I don't think she'd want to sing the song with the new title. It just doesn't scan very well. It doesn't create a vivid picture in your mind the way the phrase red hot mama does. Well, BTB and I agree that the new title also, we agree that it makes no sense whatsoever. So, to the college kids who are offended by the original title, I have three words for you. Red hot mama. Oh, and here's three more. Go screw yourself.
Thank you. hear the cry.
Has gone and thrown you down. Both love to talk. Oh, how they talk. I didn't miss a word this I heard.
I never thought he'd say goodbye.
Your sweetie drove you down. There comes a wagon, wagon. Oh, daddy, oh, daddy. Don't let that talk go round. Starts raining, and I ain't getting.
that was the great composer, Rudolf Frimmer. He's playing the piano there, a very rare recording. I have it, I own it, it's in my collection. I have many rare recordings back at my bunker on Springdale Avenue in East Orange. You should stop by, you know what? Don't, that's right. Keep your distance, thank you very much. That was called Chansonnette by Rudolf Frimmer. Before that, Ruth Berman, she was a great jazz harpist. And we heard Blue Skies from Ruth Berman. The Brock sisters, all three of them, did Come On Home. Boyd Rayburn and his orchestra with Boyd Meets Stravinsky and Roy Schmeck, a great slide guitar player and a ukulele. He played, did the ukulele bounce, Roy Schmeck. Now, this is the Orchardia, Courtney T. Edison on WFMU every Tuesday night, and usually around this time in the program, a lot of you looking forward to hearing the soundtrack of the major motion picture starring... We got a restraining order. We're not even allowed to say his name on the radio anymore. You know who I'm referring to, the frog, who shall not be named. So we can't air the soundtracks of any of his major motion picture, that the frog. Anyway, we got something just as good. It's Bimbo's Initiation. This is from 1931. Now, this is a Fleischer Brother major motion picture. They released this as they called it a Betty Boop major motion picture, but it actually stars her sidekick, Bimbo. Now, Betty is in this major motion picture, but she appears largely in a supporting role. This major motion picture was nominated for 17 Academy Awards, and it is renowned for its very realistic depiction of a sadistic and violent college initiation ritual. Now, this was supposed to be Bimbo's breakout role after Bimbo's Initiation garnered so much acclaim. Bimbo's agent sought out leading roles in big-budget Hollywood productions. Everyone thought Bimbo was going to be a big star. Well, he was originally cast in the film The Mayor of Hell, but Bimbo developed an alcohol problem, and he missed shooting for 3 days straight. So he was replaced with a young actor named James Cagney. Now, a few years later, he landed the leading role in a film called Angels with Dirty Faces. But he got in a nasty fight with co-star Ann Sheridan, and he was fired from the production. And he was replaced with James Cagney. So you could say that Bimbo helped make Jimmy Cagney a big movie star. And we would appreciate if you would let people know about Bimbo's valuable contribution to cinema history. Now, eventually, this is very sad, Bimbo was reduced to supporting roles in B-movies. He played a drug dealer in the film adaptation of the Maxwell Bodenheim novel, Naked on Roller Skates. However, he was misidentified in the credits. Instead of Bimbo, they called him Bobo. Well, anyway, we're going to hear the soundtrack of this major motion picture, Bimbo's Initiation. Now, also starring, making cameo appearances in this major motion picture, let's see, there's Derek Bullimore. Then there's Milagros Horridge. It rhymes with porridge, but it's not as lumpy. Then there's Sugar Ray Bodenheim, Clebus Multrum, and then the complete cast of the Dead End Kids and the Little Rascals. They play the violent frat members who torment Bimbo.
We are the members of Do It or Die. D-I-D-I-D-I, watch us make Bimbo as easy as pie. D-I-D-I-D-I, we are tough, you bet, filled with college prep. Bring him on, we cry. D-I-D-I-D-I, B-I-M-B-O, Bimbo!
Want to be a member? Want to be a member?
No. There's the way out.
Want to be a member? Want to be a member?
No. What a pippin! Oh, now.
you remember?
Yes.
Showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Praise the rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow, ain't it a shame, and you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Praise the rhythm, I've gone crazy too. Now I feel like the Emperor Nero, when Rome was a very hot town. Father Knickerbocker, you'll have to forgive me, I play while your city burns down. Through all its nightlife, I fiddle away. It's not the right life, but think of the pay. And someday I will bid it goodbye. I'll put my fiddle away and I'll say, praise the rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you'll go your way. Praise the rhythm, from now on we're through. Here's where we have a showdown. You see, I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Praise rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow, walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow, ain't it a shame? Well, you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Praise rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
Thank you.
We will return to the music after this important message from one of our sponsors.
That's the USS Wolverton, the finest dreadnought in the fleet. Even loose lips couldn't sink her, they say, and I believe them. Hello, I'm Gus Bodenheim, and another thing I believe in is buying gold from Delbarton Capital. Gold. Coins, ingots, I love it all. I love the smell of gold. I love the feel of gold. I love to put small pieces of gold between my cheek and gum and suck on them. Gold. But sometimes I, like you, lie awake at night thinking about my gold. Is it safe? Should I get up and check on it? How's my gold? How's my little gold ingots? How's my precious gold? Yes, night after sleepless night, tossing and turning. But not anymore. Presenting El Pillo d'Oro, an ergonomically designed pillow using our patented semi-precious fill. You won't believe the comfort, the luxury of El Pillo d'Oro from Del Barton Capital. We harvest our gold exclusively from one remote mine in New South Wales and send it to Marseille, where it is spun into fine 24-carat filaments, then woven into a fabric so soft, so supple, and so luxurious, you'll think you died and went to Fort Knox. And what's more, you'll never have to flip it over to the cool side.
Rest your head on precious threads from Del Barton.
Ladies and gentlemen, many other pointers we will mention. Thank you for your very kind attention. That what I say is law.
Always leave your spoon up in your coffee, starting with your super sound array. Napkins are to catch the food that bounces off your knife. Tuck the napkin in so it will stay. Always put both elbows on the table. Many other pointers we could mention. Always gesture with your fork. Friday means it's fish or pork. Thank you for your very kind attention.
Up in pieces. Eat it like a chicken eating worms. When you're eating cake, be sure you eat the frosting first. Watch out for bacteria and germs. Always laugh when nothing funny happens. Many other pointers I could mention.
Grab your cloth so it won't drop.
Always finish when you stop.
Thank you for your very kind attention.
Ha ha ha!
Maryland. Many other pointers we have mentioned. Thank you for your very kind attention.
Well, that's going to wrap up the program. That was Harry Reeser. They were actually under the record name was Harry Reeser and his Nut Jobs. That was Etiquette Blues. We had a fine sponsor there, El Pelo de Oro. Thank you, Gus. The J.H. Squire, so S Trio, did Carnival of Venice. Whispering Jack Smith gave us Crazy Rhythm. And we heard the soundtrack of the major motion picture Bimbo's Initiation, starring Bimbo, with a supporting role by Betty Boop. Well, this is your Codger. I will not be here next week. I'm going to be vacationing at New Jersey's famous Wawayanda Hot Springs. That's right. So filling in for me next week, you may remember her from the Radio Thrift Shop, the Radio Thrift Shop, that is. I just these dentures. Damn. Well, it's Laura. Laura Cantrell. She'll be back next week, and she's been instructed to only play 70 RPM records. So you let me know if she plays, like, a compact disc or something. Let me know the following week, okay? I'm sure she'll play just 78s. I'm loaning her one of my best Victrolas. Anyway, I'll be back in 2 weeks. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
宇宙の怪物よつけろどこどこ さあっと空飛ぶマッハの力、地球の平和を頼んだぞ。どこどこどこから来るのか、オグンバット、コウモリだけが知っている。
Thank you.